Chapter 9, Pat Murphy. Pat was a high school buddy whose folks earned had a little grocery store up on one of the main streets in Bemidji. Pat, I didn't really run around with him all that much, but we had a couple of things happen. In Bemidji, once a year, they have an annual walk around the lake. It's a pretty long walk. It's an 8-mile-long lake, so I think you'd have to figure it's about a 20-mile walk all the way around it. On the far side, at Lavinia, there's a train depot, and there's a train that comes in there from time to time. Well, we knew that the walk was going on. I'd already been on it a time or two, and this time I was just with some buddies. One of them was Pat, and I think Ray Spindler and his brother Keith. And we went out. We drove around the east side of the lake, and everybody's walking on the west side and up around the north and down the east. We stopped at some little market out there on the east side of the lake, and Pat and I went in and bought a case of beer. Of course, we're underage, but the guy didn't hesitate to sell us the case of beer. And we sat there in the car at the train station, and a lot of kids started walking in finally from around the lake, and then the train pulled in. So by that time, we polished off the beer and got out of the car. And just as I'm getting on the train, because I was through riding everything, I was just going to go back with some kids back in on the train, a beer bottle came flying through the train window. And in fact, it was kind of crowded right around there, and the people that were in that seat got out of there, and the train people, they cleaned the glass up and everything else like that. So I sat there then, it was available, rode it all the way in. Well, a couple of days go by, and one night after school, there's Pat waiting outside the high school for me, and he said the sheriff's office has called him, and he's got to go down to the county attorney tonight because somebody told him he bought the beer, and he was just scared to death. As much as I didn't want to, I said, Pat, well, it was actually me that bought the beer. I'll go with you. So the next afternoon after school, he and I went down to the county attorney's office. Well, we didn't get a very good reception in there, to put it lightly. The county attorney, first thing about out of his mouth, he says, how'd you guys like to spend the summer in St. Cloud? St. Cloud has a reformatory. I guess you can call it a reformatory. It looks more like Sing Sing with the guard towers and machine guns and everything. I never saw such a place called a reformatory. And so we weren't too thrilled about the thought of spending the summer at Minnesota's version of Sing Sing. So we fessed up, told him we bought the beer. Yeah, actually said I bought it. Pat just carried it out, but I paid for it. And I said, okay, wait, we're going to go get that guy that sold you the beer to confirm it, see? So we had to wait about a half an hour, and they brought the old guy in. Said, now, you sell these boys, you ever see these boys before? He says, no, he was just scared to death. He was shaking. No, he'd never seen us before. Did you sell him any beer? No, we never sold him any beer. So they had to drop the case against us. Of course, they had to also call Mom and Dad and let them know what was going on. So I caught hell when I got home. About a year or so later, Pat, I think he dropped out of school, and he joined the paratroopers. And this is right around the Korean War. And I remember when he came back home from boot camp, he was wearing one of those spiffy paratrooper uniforms, you know, where they have the pants are tucked into those really sharp-looking paratrooper boots, and he was clop, clop, clopping his way through the Brunswick pool hall. You couldn't miss Pat. And sometime later, I think this is maybe after he was out of the paratroopers, I asked him, you know, how about that? How about that diving out of those planes? He says, you know, the first one wasn't so bad because you're kind of curious. He says, after that, it was sheer terror. He hated every jump. Years later, I'm at a high school reunion, probably about my 35th or something. And Pat, by then, had been working for Boeing in Washington State, and I believe he also was had gone to AA. He wasn't drinking at all. But I came out of one of the clubs downtown with a drink in my hand, and I'm standing there on the sidewalk, and I hear, Raj, it's me. And I look out on the street, it's me, it's Pat, he says. Oh, yeah, hi, Pat. I hadn't seen him in about 30 years. You know, he was a good guy. One other story about Pat was he and I and a couple other guys got in Pat's car to go to a barn dance, I think about 20 miles west of Bemidji one night. I don't think we got 5 miles out of town, and Pat's car was boiling over, so he pulled into a gas station. And instead of waiting for the help to pop the cap on the water, he did it himself, and the thing came up like a geyser. And Pat was wearing a watch with a metal band, and it scalded his wrist where that was. And I remember later that night, he showed me. You could see every link in that metal band where it had been on his wrist, and then it was just all burned, scalded blubs up there.